Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Bennington, Vermont. This talk, presented on Sunday, September 22, 2024, is by Chuck Putney on the topic of We Are People of Faith.
We gather this hour as people of faith in celebration of the life we share together. Every time we gather, we say those words of affirmation. Brought to us long ago by the Reverend William Bond when he began to help us reshape and our services a bit. But we say that at the beginning of each service, and I know occasionally that word faith gives some of our members pause or discomfort or whatever. But it is something we say each week as we're gathering. And we know that we're gathering our people who bring different ideas, different but largely positive things to our table. We know that our membership includes people of Christian and Jewish background, Buddhist, pagans, traditional atheists, agnostics, and those who do not or will not define themselves with any such term. So where does faith come into it? At one level, political correctness and, you know, just tradition has begun to call the groups that get together on Sundays and Saturdays and other days for religious purposes faith communities. And their representatives who gather from these communities belong to the Interfaith Council. The English word faith finds its roots in a Proto-Indo-European root, signifying concepts of trust, confidence, and persuasion. This root has given rise to various terms across different languages, such as the Greek pistis, meaning faith, and Latin fides, meaning trust, faith, and confidence. Its origins predate our Christian era and don't necessarily point to a religious root. So what about faith? It would be easy to list all the ways we use faith. We talk about Old Faithful, the geyser in Yellowstone Park. We talk for faithful friends, faithful dogs. We don't talk about faithful cats very much, but, you know, some people do. We're more faithful to them, I think, sometimes. But anyway, what about faith when we say we are people of faith? We're talking about UUs who gather on Sunday morning for celebrations of the life we share, inspiration from the lives and thoughts of others, and the love we have for one another. As the reading noted, the Reverend Sinkford set the world abuzz, or the denomination abuzz, when, as president, he spoke about reclaiming religious language. It's not necessarily a comfortable thing in the UUA tradition. The Reverend Erica Barron once spoke of using the word God during a workshop at the UUA General Assembly and getting angry mutterings and hisses from some in the room. Some UUs are just as rigid as the worst of other religious extremists. The Unitarianism with which I grew up was strongly humanist and sometimes anti-religious. I remember later one of a series of ads distributed by the UUA, which I now see as offensive. That ad asked, "Do you still think about religion like a third grader?" That's not the way to frame things. Should we have much antipathy to those who use the language of religion or religion itself? When Christians talk about their faith, I don't think that their use of the term is all that different from mine, other than the what or the who that is the target of that faith. We're talking about a core human response to the world in which we live, to have some anchors. I found a passage, as I was developing this, in Lessons in Chemistry, a marvelous novel by Bonnie Garmus. And she, the novel centers on a research scientist, an atheist, who grew up with a father who traveled around defrauding people through his preaching of the gospel. She had no use for God or religion. But at one point in the story, she's talking to a clergyman, and she uses the word faith. And a cleric is surprised. Her defense is that while you can't have religion without faith, you can have faith without religion. That's pretty much where I am. Faith is the expression of a belief in something we cannot prove. Some have said it is a conscious, rational choice to have faith, not an emotion. Emotions tend to be temporary, and faith is more sustained. It's not just another name for optimism, because the faith some folks have may be darker and more complex than simply a cheery view of the world. I would call faith a frame of mind or perhaps a set of operating principles. As a humanist, I have faith in the capacity of people to do the right thing, to help one another, to contribute to our community life, to obey the law. I think few of us grow up as blank slates with no take on right or wrong. We develop these as individuals, and we don't always develop the same take on morality and issues that our parents do. I don't think public spaces and schools need the Ten Commandments up on the wall. I have faith that the human condition, with fits and starts and some backsliding, is one of continuing movement or development. We can be better, and we can work at being better, and most people would like to be better. I have faith in the democratic process, if not always in U.S. democracy. I have faith that people who seek to make the world a better place for everyone have an impact. And I know of many in this room who do seek to make the world a better place and do have impact. I have faith that if we work towards being a beloved community, a phrase which was coined by the Reverend Theodore Parker, the 19th century Unitarian social activist, we can make the world a better place. Faith to me represents a vision for our lives, our loved ones, our community, and our world. It is not that we know why we are here on earth or what we're meant to accomplish. It's not the same as having a purpose, but it may underpin a purpose. I think that anyone who attends on a regular basis services that are designed to rejuvenate, elevate, and inspire us rather than denigrate us must have some level of faith. Otherwise, why would get out of bed on a Sunday morning? I agree with the Reverend Sinkford that we should be more comfortable with religious terminology that works for us. And I think faith is one of those terms. We should not abandon it simply because it's historical and cultural baggage.